Well, opening day for Major League Baseball is less than 2 weeks away, and this year it coincides with something the league would just as soon forget. Legal issues from the steroid scandal involving home run champ Barry Bonds. The former San Francisco Giants star goes on trial Monday. He's accused of lying under oath to a federal grand jury that was investigating the Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative, known as BALCO. That was back in 2003. Journalist Lance Williams with California Watch and the Center for Investigative Reporting has been covering this from the very beginning, and he's with us now. And Lance Williams, first of all, just a very basic question. What exactly is Barry Bonds accused of doing?
He's accused of lying under oath to a grand jury when he was asked if he had used steroids and other banned drugs and if he had ever been injected or injected himself with stuff. Under oath, he denied knowingly using banned drugs. The questioning was in the context of a federal investigation of the BALCO steroid ring. And years after the testimony, the government circled back and indicted him for perjury and obstruction of justice, saying his answers were willfully false and intended to mislead the government.
And how is the government going to prove its case? What evidence does it have that Bonds knowingly lied?
Well, it's a two-part process, as you point out. First, they have to prove that he used steroids. For that, they have some scientific evidence and a long list of witnesses, some with direct knowledge, others who can testify about circumstances. Then the second part is proving that he understood his answers, that he meant them to be false, that he intended to mislead the government. And that's a legal question that ultimately will be left to the jury.
Now, the one person who certainly could or would have direct knowledge of that is Barry Bonds' trainer, Greg Anderson. He's refusing to testify. So who else might have direct knowledge that Barry Bonds used steroids?
Well, the government says that his personal shopper saw Greg Anderson inject Barry in the stomach. They have a former Giants catcher, Bobby Estalea, who, according to court records, will say that Bonds told him that Bonds was using steroids. A former girlfriend, Kim Bell, says the same thing. The case is complicated, as you indicated, by the trainer's refusal to testify. From the government's standpoint, the biggest problem that has posed is the judge threw out a whole lot of evidence that Bonds was using banned drugs. Private steroid tests and doping schedules or calendars, all of them maintained by the trainer in folders with Bonds' name or initial on them, that seemed to reflect, you know, frequent use of a long list of drugs all during the period when he was setting his home run records. But the judge said without the trainer's testimony, that information is hearsay and is not available for the prosecution. That's a big benefit to Bonds and his defense team.
Well, let me ask you about the jury. Jury selection is going to get underway on Monday. How tough is it going to be to get what you might call an impartial jury from the Bay Area, where obviously everyone knows or most people know Barry Bonds and may or may not be fans of the Giants?
Well, having covered a lot of trials, I'm always surprised at how uninformed a jury panel can be, even when a case that think everybody knows about. Nevertheless, the Giants just won the World Series, and it would probably be hard to find somebody who's not familiar with who Bonds is, who the Giants are, and what steroids are. The task is to get a jury that'll set aside, you know, their preconceptions or information they've learned in the past. A lot of Giants fans were very forgiving of Bonds or couldn't believe he was a steroid user and just had high regard for him. Other baseball fans are repelled and offended that the home run king is mixed up in steroids.
Barry Bonds hung up his Giants uniform at the end of the 2007 season, I believe it was. And as you point out, the Giants won the World Series last year. And the Bonds steroid scandal in some ways seems like a distant memory. And I'm wondering, how much do you think fans in the Bay Area care about this trial?
Really, the trial's about Bonds' place in baseball history more than anything else. He's got the biggest record in sports, but what does it mean? Bonds hopes he will be vindicated by a not guilty verdict. People who follow the game say that if he were to be acquitted, his chances of going in the Hall of Fame and having his record regarded as legitimate go way up. If he gets convicted, you know, it's probably over in terms of that kind of post-career celebration.
Any chance of him going to jail?
Most experts think not, simply because the judge has declined to sentence other sports figures to prison for lying about steroids. She tried the track coach Graham and put him on house arrest. Technically, you know, the guidelines call for, I think, 2 years in prison for a conviction on this. But it's probably not about jail. It's about reputation.
All right. Lance Williams, co-author of the book Game of Shadows. He's a reporter for California Watch and the Center for Investigative Reporting. Lance, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.